You're listening to Amud V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechet Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Aleph, Amud Aleph, which is really exciting. 100 blot into Masechet Shabbos. And as I said, we're going to, this is our first live resuming of the shiur. And we will be, I'm going to make up where the Rav left off. I would say at the bottom of Kuf, Amud Beis. So I'm going to give a little bit of background if you haven't done this piece yet. So basically, the Mishnah over here on Kuf Amud Beis speaks about, it says, maybe we should just go through the whole thing. Right? It says, Hazorik min hayam la yabasha, min yabasha la yam, umin hayam la sfina, min asfina la yam. If you throw something from the sea to the dry land, right? Remember, the sea is considered a karmelis, or from the dry land to the sea, or from a boat to a boat, and the boat is Rishos HaYachid, so it's Rishos HaYachid, right? So all of these cases, it's going to be Pater, and that's really all we need to know for the Mishnah for what we're going to do today. Now, the Gemara gives two approaches for how the people who are at sea would draw water from the, like, let's say there was the ship was sailing over fresh water that they could drink from. So how would they get some of the water into the boat, right? Their boat is a Rishos HaYachid, and the water is a karmelis, and how are you supposed to get it? And there were two approaches two Amoraic approaches. And we presented a challenge to each of them. The two approaches, one of them is that you just like put out a little, like a hecker, like a protrusion, right? This is the beginning of the Gemara over here. You see, Itmar Svina, Rav Huna, Amar, Rav Huna says, Motsian Hemena Ziz Kol Shehu. You take just like some protrusion, stick it out. Umamali, and you fill up whatever kli you have. And the Gemara explains that the top of the water might not be a karmelis, because we know that a karmelis is only a karmelis up until 10 tefachim, and then above 10 tefachim, right? We learned this in Daf Zayin. Above 10 tefachim is in Rishus Rabim is a makom patur, right? Right. So, and a karmelis is not going to be more machber than that. We take the kula of that kula of Rishus Rabim to a karmelis. So a karmelis above 10 tefachim is a makom patur. So now, we know that the yam is considered a karmelis, but where is the bottom of it? Do we see it? Could we say it's from the sea floor, and then 10 tefachim up? So if you're on a ship, I don't know, 10 amos from the ground, or whatever it is, or even 15 tefachim, so the makom patur is like where the ship is the makom patur, right? Meaning the surface of the water, and therefore it's totally not a problem to scoop in. But just in case people for Maris Ayin reasons, there's a hecker, you put out a protrusion when you collect the water. So that's a very interesting perspective. However, there's another Amoraic approach that disagrees. No, that we kind of do it upside down. That the floor of this karmelis is the surface of the water, and then the makom patur would be 10 tefachim under the water. And if that's the and it right, does that make sense? Should I say it again?
No, I should make an enclosure so that it's a
site. Yeah, we're not talking about the boat for a moment. Right now, we're just talking about the ship itself. Sorry. That boat is the ship, the same thing. We're talking about the sea itself, right? The sea, the yam, is one of those things that the Brisa told us in Dav Vav is one of those things that's a karmelis, right? Which is this like somewhere between Rishus Rav and Rishus Yachid. But we know from Dav Zayin that above 10 tefachim is makom patur. That's not part of the karmelis anymore. If it's 10 tefachim, the airspace of 10 tefachim up. So the question is, the sea, how do we view the sea? How do we see the sea, right? Do we view it as, meaning what part of the, right? So we have, let's say you have the sea, let's say the, the space of the water, it's like 20 tefachim deep, let's just say. So where is the Mokom Patur? Is the Mokom Patur at the top or is it at the bottom? Right? Do we consider it a Mokom Patur, like the bottom of the sea floor is, and then 10 tefachim up, and then anything above that, meaning the surface of the water, is 10 tefachim? Or do we flip it and say no, the surface of the water and 10 tefachim below that is all the Carmelis, and then 10 tefachim underwater, that's considered the Mokom Patur. So that's the difference, that's the Machlokas Amorayim. How do we view?
You go down, not up.
Exactly. So when we figure the Mokom Patur, so is it like normally on land, you count from, you look at the floor, 10 tefachim up, and then above that is Mokom Patur, or do we reverse it because of the sea, and therefore we say that the surface of the sea is like the floor for all intents and purposes, and then the Mokom Patur is only 10 tefachim deep. So if you say the former, which is that the water is, that we count it from the seafloor. So only 10 tefachim up. Oh, sorry. Only the seafloor, and then 10 tefachim above that is the Carmelis, and then above that would be the Mokom Patur. So if that's the case, then it's no problem really to collect the water from it, because you're collecting from a Mokom Patur. You can reach over your boat, your shusayachet, and collect water from a Mokom Patur. That's fine. And the reason for a protrusion being there, you put out like a little ledge or something like that, just to avoid Maris Ayin issues, so people realize it's different. However, according to the other approach, that we start the surface of the water is where we count, then 10 tefachim, all of that's the Carmelis, and then below 10 tefachim, once you're past 10 tefachim deep into the water, that's the Mokom Patur. So there has to be another way to do it. So what the Gemara, so the other Amoraic opinion presents a different, an alternative solution to how to draw up water. Basically what they say is you make a frame, like a 4x4 tefach frame, and you put it over the water, over the side of the boat, over the water, and there are these halachic imaginary walls that come down from it, and you reach down, so it's like a reshus hayachid. You create basically a reshus hayachid in the water. You have a wood frame, hold it over the water, it reaches down, and then you collect water from in there. So even though it was a Carmelis, but now you turn it into a reshus hayachid, you can draw the water through there. So that's the approach. So that's all from last night's Amud. So now the Gemara is going to question something according to this approach. So we are now four lines from the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. All right, so it says, there are five lines from the bottom. Amar le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, le Rav Chia Bar Avin. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is asking Rav Chia Bar Avin, le Rav Chista u le Rabba Bar Rav Huna, da Amri Osi Mokum Arba u Mamale. According to Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who said that you make a place of four, meaning the 4x4 tefach frame, and then you fill it, meaning according to that latter opinion, right? There are two opinions we quoted. The first one was a simple one. Rav Huna, he says the Carmelis is flipped. Sorry, Carmelis is not flipped, and you just draw water. But Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna both disagreed, and they said, no, the Carmelis is flipped. The surface of the water is the Carmelis, and therefore you need to create this 4x4 frame and do that. So according to them, says Rav Nachman, it's like there's a problem. Shofchin didei hechashadi luhu. When they needed to pour itself, meaning that when they have water that they need to pour out, Rashi explains, it's mayim ra'im. All right, shofchin didei mayim ra'im kigon rechitzas. Right, two lines at the bottom in Rashi. Mayim ra'im kigon rechitzas kosos v'ka'aros. Right, when they need to pour out water, bad water, like, you know, this the remain the water after they wash the kosos and their plates and whatever else. Could be a lashon nekiyah. You can imagine also other water they might have to pour out while they're on the ship. So it's dirty water. So how are they supposed to pour it off the ship, right? Because obviously they can't put it, just throw it off, because it's the same problem as bringing it back in. Meaning that, right, according to the other approach, according to Rav Huna's approach, if it's a karmelis, right, it's not, the top of the water is not really a karmelis, so it's really fine. It's malkum patur. You can throw any dirty water you want there. But, and you could just say, okay, you put out a protrusion, so everyone knows. You put out a little ledge, a little ziz, right? But you put out a little ziz, a little ledge, and that works. But according to their approach, that the top of the water is a karmelis, how are you supposed to dispose of all your dirty water? Now you might suggest, well, the same way that you draw up water, right? Through that little frame you made. Not so pashut though, says the Gemara. Right? So, hechi shadi luhu, how are they going to throw out their wastewater? If you're going to tell me the shadi luhu ba oso makom, if you're going to tell me that they do it in that same place, with that same frame, me'isile, it's disgusting, right? You can't use the same little frame that you use for drawing drinking water and putting all the wastewater through that. That's disgusting. So that's not really an option. So what are they supposed to do? So this sounds like a challenge to this approach. So my response, Dishadi lahu adafna disfina. Now, what do? When they pour out their waste, they pour it on the wall of the ship. Meaning they reach outside, they pour it down on the wall of the ship. So it doesn't go directly into the water. It goes onto the wall of ship, runs down the wall of the ship, and then eventually goes into the water. So it's indirect. Now, you might ask, that still sounds problematic. Well, then if you might ask that, the Gemara definitely does, right? So it says, v'ha'ika kocho. But then there's kocho, right? It's his force, meaning he, right? Then they're doing it. So yes, granted, it's indirect, but it's their force that's doing it. So the Gemara responds, kocho v'karmelis lo gazru. It's true. This is considered kocho, but kocho in the Rabbanan made up the stringencies of a karmelis. They're the ones who declared the yam a karmelis, and according to this approach, where the top of the yam is the karmelis, and they did not impose the restrictions of karmelis on kocho, only direct transfer, not indirect, but through his koach transfer. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Now umina timra. And how do we know this? How do we know that the Rabbanon did not impose the restrictions of a karmelis in regards to kocho? It's just straight up hodsa, not kocho. Detanya, because we learned in the Braisa, svina ein matal delin al mitocha liyam velo min hayam letocha. So we learned the Braisa teaches that a boat, you can't move things from it to the sea or vice versa. Now, finally, we are on tonight's Amud, Kuf Aleph. Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says in this Braisa, Amuka Asara ve'in Gavoha Asara. So if it's 10 Tfachim Asara, it's 10, right, it's not Eser, so it's 10 Tfachim deep, ve'in Gavoha Asara, but it's not 10 Tfachim tall. So what does it mean? It's 10 tefachim deep, but not 10 tefachim tall. So Rashi explains, Amuka, that hasfina. So the boat is 10 tefachim. The interior of the boat is 10 tefachim. Asara, the socha dahav rishos yachid. So meaning that it's the boat itself is a rishos yachid because it is 10 tefachim tall. Ve'in gavoha, svasa yud min hayam. Kigon shemukushas b'mayim mechubad ma'asa. Right? This is Rashi. That it's not 10 tefachim above the water, right? Meaning the boat weighs, right? It's heavy. It weighs. It goes into the water. The interior of the boat, you're inside it, so you see. Okay, I'm in 10 tefachim at least, and therefore it's a rishos yachid. However, there is not 10 full tefachim out of the water. So in this case, metaltal mitocha leyam, avalomina yam lesocha. We can move something from it, from the boat, into the water, meaning we could throw something overboard, but lo min hayam l'socha, but we cannot draw something from the water and bring it into the ship. Now the Gemara says, Maishna, why would that be min hayam l'socha delo? So why can't you bring something, draw something up into the ship, right? Like the Dekah metalten mikarmelis l'rishus hayachid. Because what are you doing by doing that? You're bringing from the karmelis, right? The rishus hayachid is a karmelis. We're going to that approach. At the top of the water is a karmelis. And you're bringing into your boat your rishus hayachid. So obviously you can't do that. So mitoch l'yam, namika metalten rishus hayachid l'karmelis. So why does this brisa, why does Rabbi Yehuda say in this brisa that you can throw something overboard? If you're throwing something overboard, you're throwing something from your rishus hayachid into a karmelis. That sounds just as bad as a karmelis, as the other way around. Ella, rather, the only way to explain Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa, Ella lav achuda, isn't it talking about where it's on its like side, meaning on the walls of it? Rashi says shofech shofim alchuda vehin yordan derech dafno seheliyam. Isn't this brisa? I mean, what's the difference between whether you're throwing something overboard or you're drawing it up? It's the same thing. It's karmas rishus yechad to karmas. Ah, isn't this brisa? Isn't Rabbi Yehuda talking about where you poured it down and gravity helps you, and therefore it's not direct, but rather it's kocho. Vishmamina, kocho b'karmelis lo gazru, shmamina. And we will learn from this that kocho in a karmelis, that they weren't gozer kocho in a karmelis, shmamina, indeed we do learn from this. So this shita Rabbi Yehuda and this brisa supports this principle that we suggested, which defends this approach, the Amoraic approach of how to draw water, right? So if we hold, right, like the second opinion, like those two Amorayim, that Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, and Rav Rav Huna, if we hold like them and say that the top of the water is considered a karmelis, they could still, while they could draw water through the 4x4 frame, they could throw things overboard as long as it's poured down on the wall, even though it's kocho, because the Rabbanim were not gozer kocho when it comes to a karmelis. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hani Beitza Asa, the de Meishan, these small boats of Meishan, right? Meishan was it might have been a place also. I think it's a river and possibly a place. Rashi says, Svinos Katanos, Viksaros, Mamata, Ad Kichudo, Shal Sakin, Shakorin, Kvaiti. So anyway, they were small boats with pointed bottoms, sharp like a knife. Right, so I don't know exactly. Yeah, so very narrow at the bottom, and these small boats of Meishan, ein mitaltel bahen, you cannot move things while on them. Ella be'arba, velo amron ella she'ein b'pachos. So we're not allowed to move things on them, because Rashi says, because their bottom wall, which in English we typically call floor, because the floor is not 4x4 tfachim, because the bottom of the ship is narrow, so this is not considered Rosh Hashiachit, because the walls, Rashi says, are mechitzos, are tluyos, right? Did Rashi say that over here? He's going to say it later, right? That these lefi ein mechitzos sein mechitzos, the walls aren't considered mechitzos because since they don't have a floor at the bottom of 4x4 tvachim, so they're considered mechitzos tluyos, they're hanging mechitzos, which are not halachically considered walls. If they're not considered walls, it's not considered rishus yachin, so you actually can't carry things on this ship. It depends on how big the ship is, but you can't carry more than 4x4, more than 4 amos. Meaning the ship now is no longer Rishus Yachid. The ship is, I guess a karmelis. And therefore, you can only carry something 4 amos. Right? Make sense? Yeah. Question?
4x4 is measured by the lowest point or by the narrowest point?
For now, it seems that it's the bottom of the ship from the outside. right? So the bottom, that's what it seems for now. So because it doesn't have it, right? So, and because it doesn't have a 4x4 wide bottom, so it's narrow. So the walls aren't considered walls. It's not considered Rishus HaYachid, and then you can only carry within 4 amos on this ship.
Even though it's 4x4 at its top.
Yes. Well, yeah. So we're gonna the Gemara's gonna discuss that. Yeah.
Otherwise, when the question would come up.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't 4x4 at the top.
Yeah. And 4x4 tefachim. We're saying not and yeah 4x4 tefachim. By the way, that when over here when we say arba, we mean amos because, right the. I'll clarify. There are two things at play here. In order for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it needs to have the floor has to be at least 4x4 tefachim. And if it's not, then it's a carmelis, and in a carmelis you can't carry more than 4 amos, just like a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So now you might ask, wait, if it's not 4x4 tefachim, what is there a discussion about 4 amos? Well, because let's say it's a very large ship with a very narrow bottom. So meaning you could it could be that the ship is 50 amos, you can but the bottom of it is because the bottom is not four by four tefachim because it's narrow, so the walls aren't considered walls. So yes, technically there's 50 amos on the ship, but you can only carry within 4 amos of that, right? So those are just not to be confused with the fours, right? We're probably confused by enough fours Pesach night. We have to don't want to be confused with any more of them. So in metalton behen eleba arba, you can only carry within them within four. V'lo amran ela she'ein b'pachos mishlosha arba. Aval, but this is only if there is that there are within 3 tefachim of the bottom, there is no 4 tefachim. Aval yesh b'pachos migimel arba. But if within 3 tefachim of the bottom there is 4 tefachim, then leslanba, there's no problem at all. Meaning, of course, what we're going to apply, whenever you hear 3 tefachim, immediately we think of the principle of lovewood, right? So where on the ship does it start to get narrow at the bottom? If the narrow part is less than 3 tefachim, right? So up until then, you still have 4x4 tefachim. And then only in the last, let's say, the bottom 2 tefachim of the ship, that's when it comes to its narrow end. So we apply lovewood. We say that it's okay. This is all connected. And the bottom of the ship, therefore, even though it looks like it's narrow, not really, because the bottom of the ship is within 3 tefachim, and therefore it has the 4 tefach width. Therefore, it's halachically a shus yachid. So we only get into this problem if the narrow part of the ship that's less than 4x4 tefachim is of the bottom, is 3 tefachim of the bottom of the ship or more. Right? Kind of. One more time. You got it? One more time, yeah. Sorry, say it again.
We're good.
Okay. Right. So if the bottom of the ship is where it starts to get 4x4 tefachim wide, if that's less than 3 tefachim, we apply lovewood and we say the whole bottom of the floor is 4 tefachim wide. Rishus HaYachid and leislan ba, there's no issue at all with carrying in this. And even if it's not, says the Gemara, v'imalinhu kaniva orbani, if you fill it up with, if the floor is filled up with kani or orbani, reeds, and Rashi says orbani is arava daka, thin willow branches, right? Looks like arava, but it's with an aleph, so it's interesting. Rashi says it with an ayin. So if it's filled with reeds and willow branches at the bottom, which kind of like, you know, artificially fills up the floor, leislan ba, also that's not going to be a problem for us because we essentially accomplished the same thing. We filled up the narrow part of the floor, and therefore there is 4 tefachim width by then. So these are two limitations to the concern about a narrow bottom ship. Maskiflo Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman challenges the essence of this restriction in the first place. Velema god achis mechitzasa. Why don't we apply the principle of god achis? A god achis mechitzasa. God achis is where a wall is drawn down. It's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai principle. We just mentioned it on Tzadi Zion, I think. Could be we mentioned elsewhere in the Masechta, probably in the first parak, if we mentioned it, which is, and definitely if you learn Masechta Sukkah, you're familiar, Godachis, Godasik, where halachically the walls are drawn down, and we say that the walls extend all the way. So if the walls of the ship look like this, right, and then they get narrow, but it could be that we just consider it as if it goes all the way down to the bottom. We apply a principle of god achis. Why wouldn't we say god achis mechitzasa? And then you don't have to get into any of the trouble. It doesn't have to be within three tefachim, lavud, filling up the bottom with anything. It should just apply god achis, and you don't have a problem at all. I don't understand, says Rav Nachman, about this limitation of the principle at all. Mi lo tanya. Do we not learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, no'atz kana, if you stick a reed b'Rashus HaRabim, like, not really reed over here, it means like a pole, a post, in Rashus HaRabim, u'b'rosho trasko, and at the top of it you put a basket. We learned this way earlier in the Masechta, Daf Hei. So you have a post, which is not four, but four tefachim wide, a post in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and at the top of it is a basket, v'zarek v'nachal gabav, and you throw something into it, and it lands in this four by four tefach basket, chayiv, you're chayiv, right? Because you threw it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? It's the post is ten tefachim tall, and the basket on top is four tefachim wide, and therefore you threw something in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So, but you're chayiv, hold on. The basket at the top is four tefachim wide, but the post is a post. It's not four tefachim wide. So why is that considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Right? It says you're chayiv because presumably it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So why would Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayiv? So it must be Alma, we see Amrinan God Achis. We say God Achis, right? So again, like if you see this image, you have a post, and at the top of the post, there's a basket for Tefachim. We say God Achis, which means the walls of the basket come down, and we put imaginary walls widening this post because of the basket on top, and it widens the post. And now we have, a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as if it has four walls, because of God Achis. So he says, don't you hold of God Achis? Why would you have this problem with this type of boat, these Beit Seyav Sodei Mishan? What's the problem with that? Apply God Achis, and you don't have any issue at all. So Hachinami, name a God Achis Mechitzasa. Say the same thing over here, God Achis Mechitzasa. Maskif la Rav Yosef, was challenged, Rav Nachman's challenge. He says, "V'lo shamia lehu laha de amar of Yehuda amar Rav." Did Rav Nachman not hear the teaching of Yehuda amar Rav? Umataba b'shem Rav Chia, and which was like I guess taught in the name of Rav Chia v'tanya la, which is the following that a brisa taught on this, right? The postscript to that brisa that he quoted. The Chachamim don't subscribe to God Achis in that case, right? So meaning like, you know, he asks, haven't you heard of this brisa? And he says, haven't you heard about the response in that brisa, right? Which is that the Chachamim actually don't agree that that's a das Yachid. Rabbi Yehuda is a das Yachid over here. The Chacham actually disagree, and in that case, they don't apply God Achis. So Rabbi Yossi says, I don't understand Rav Nachman's rejection. He's bringing a raya from a brisa, but that brisa itself, you know, they're missing a very important piece. Rashi says, Rashi v'chamim potrin amalorin God Achis lahatir mechitza tluya. That we don't apply the principle of God Achis to matir a a mechita taliya, a hanging wall. So over here, the boat of a hanging wall, he says, we know that the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and they say you don't apply godachis. So how could he reject it on that, on the premise of applying godachis? And especially on the premise of this brisa, when the Chacham disagree with it. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says back to Rav Yosef, V'lo at lo tisvara, but it, to you, is it really not logical? V'ho tanya, but we learned in a brisa. Omud Bersho Sarabim Gavoha Asara V'rachav Dalid. If you have a post, a pillar in a Rosh Sarabim, it's 10 tvachim tall, and it's 4 tvachim wide. V'in bi'ikaro Dalid. But its ikar, meaning its bottom, its base, is not 4 tvachim. Meaning at some point it tapers down to less than 4 tvachim. But the majority of it is seemingly 4 tvachim. So, 4 tvachim wide. V'yesh b'katsar shalo, gimel. And there is, in the wide part, in the narrow part, there is gimel, tvachim, high, which I think is excluding the possibility of lavud, meaning that in the narrow part at the bottom, that's not 4x4 tvachim, there is a full 3 tvachim, and we can't apply lavud. I think that's what it's saying. Rashi's v'yesh b'ketzer shalo gimel osakatzer shalikaro she'ena rachav dal yeshbo gova gimel, right? So yeah, exactly. So Rashi says v'hainu rabusa, this part is included deleka lamimar lavud m'makom shakala rachva l'karka filo hachi, right? So we're not even trying to apply lavud here, because we have a full 3 tvachim or more, that where it already tapered down to less than 4 tvachim. So this is the case. And what's the halacha? Right, v'zorak v'nachal gabav chayiv. And if, nevertheless, if you threw something on it and it landed on it, you're chayiv. Ah, it became Rosh Hashayachid. We didn't have to go to Lovud. So Alama, says Rabaye, we see from this brisa, Amrinan god achis mechitzasa. We see that we do apply god achis mechitzasa. So Hachanami, here too, in the case of the boat, god achis mechitzasa. Right, so you should apply god achis mechitzasa. So now the problem is we have contradictory sources, right? So we'll try to review all the pieces. So the boat, the Gemara suggested that there is a problem with it. There's a problem with right? Rav Huna said that's a problem of the Betziasa Demeshan, because they're narrow at the bottom. He says there's a problem. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? Why is that a problem? We have this brisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says you could apply god achis mechitzasa. We could do the same thing. Rabbi Yosef responds, no, the Chachamim were against that. Abaye says, yeah, but we have another brisa that says you can apply god achis mechitzasa. So, so now we have conflicting brisos. One, right? The brisa that Abaye just brought seems to be a mainstream opinion, right? It didn't quote a das yachid, that the mainstream opinion that you apply god achis mechitzasa, right? If you have an amud that tapers down at the bottom, still we apply god achis mechitzasa. And in Rav Yosef, the brisa Rav Yosef quoted, so we said the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda said that when you have the basket on the post, you apply god achis mechitzasa, but the chachamim were against that. So how do you resolve this? So this is how Abai is going to resolve it. He says, midi irya, is the brisa that you mentioned, is that a really a raya towards anything? This is how Rashi explains it here, by the way. Rashi on the next amud is going to, I think it's the top Rashi. He quotes, right? Second Rashi on the next amud. Ha'ika b'kias dagim. So Rashi quotes a long approach of his rebellion that he doesn't agree with. So we're going to do it according to Rashi on this amud and not the opinion that Rashi doesn't agree with, the next part. So the way Rashi understands this line is that this is part of Abaye's response to Rav Yosef's proof. He says, and your brisa that you brought where the Chachamim seem to not apply god achis mechitzasa. He says, is that really, so he says, is that really, midi area? Is that really right? Hosam havile mechitza shehagadim bokin ba. Over there, in that case where the Chacham disagree, that's where you have a mechitza, an imaginary wall, where gadim can like burst through it. They walk through it. Over here, in this case, you have a one that goats can't go through it. So an important principle, we reference it on Sadi Zion as well, which is that halacha is okay with imaginary walls, right? Halacha can create imaginary walls, but if little goats can go through it and demonstrate just how imaginary that wall is, then halacha can't stand by it, right? So if there are goats that are able, like little goats, are able to walk right through that, to clearly demonstrate this is not a wall, so even halacha won't say, okay, this is considered a wall. So in the case of a basket, a four tefach basket on, let's say, a one tefach wide post, it's at the top of a post. So can goats and will goats go through that drawn imaginary wall? What would you say? Should I say the case again?
Which case?
Right. So you have a four tefach wide basket, and it's on a post of one tefach. Right. So it looks like a big, like almost like a letter T. Right. You have a one tefach post, and then at the top a four tefach basket. And remember, we wanted to draw imaginary walls down here to make it like one solid 4x4. For one four tefach wide post. So are goats able to walk through the imaginary part of the wall? Will they? Can they?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And because of that, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, as Abai is explaining it, no, goats can go through that space. You cannot tell me halacha says that's a wall if goats can walk through it. However, if we have a 4x4 tefach, let's say 10 tefach post that is 4 tefachim wide until the bottom, let's say the bottom 3 or 4 tefachim, it tapers down to less than that. But are goats going to, so can we draw down the wall in that little space, or are goats going to go through that little space?
Right, so then there's not enough
room. So therefore, there's not enough room, and therefore we would apply God Achaz Mechitzasa. So Abaye says that we apply God Achaz Mechitzasa to help mechitzas tuluyos, hanging walls. It just depends if goats can get through there or not. So in the case of the brisa that you brought, Rav Yosef, where the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, with the basket on top of the post. So in that case, yeah, you're right. Goats can go through. We don't say goat achas mechitzasa. However, in a case where we're saying over, this brisa that I brought four tefach wide post that tapers down at the bottom, so we apply godachas mechitzasa, and so too in the case of our boat, so we would apply godachas mechitzasa because there ain't no goats underwater going through that space. There are no goats ruining our imaginary walls, and we're fine over there. So now you might ask, as the Gemara is about to ask, right? So it says, so Abai's response is, midi irya hasam. In your case, Rav Yosef, haviyale mechitza shagdiyin boken ba. Hacha, haviyale mechitza she'en agdiyin boken ba. Amar le Rav Acha, bereid Rav Acha. It's interesting. His name is Rav Acha, the son of Rav Acha. So I wonder what the story was there. It could be his father died when his mother is in labor or adopted or whatever else. And he said to Rav Ashi, Gabe Svina Nami Ha'ika Bekias Dagim. Well, in the boat, okay, granted, you don't have little goats going underwater. You don't have your little Chad Gadya, but you do have fish, right, that are swimming through your imaginary wall. So isn't that a problem? So Amar Lay, he said to him, Bekias Dagim Lo Shmei Bekia. No, fish going through it is not considered going through. That's not a problem for us. Rashi says, interestingly, Lefisha Eina Nirin, because it's not visible. So it sounds like, what's the problem with goats going through that we can't in any good conscience say that it's a wall if we see goats going through? What happens underwater stays underwater. I don't really know. There are fish going through, and it's not a problem. The Gemara then just supports this one point. We'll end in a moment. Umina Timra, how do we know that? How can you say that the Bekias Dagim Lo Shmei Bekia? Deboine Rabbi Tavla me Ravin, because Rabbi Tavla asked Ravin, Mechitza Tuluya Mahu Shetate Bechurba. So if you have a Mechitza Tuluya Are you able to matter it with a churba? Right, Rashi says matering to lotalta b'churba shlotahe kiprutza l'rishus rabbim. So let's say you have a building, a ruin, a churba, a ruined building, and let's say the wall, there are two floors at least. There's a wall on the top floor, and the bottom floor, the wall is destroyed. So do we ply? So now we have like a hanging wall. Do we ply godachetz mechitzasa, and matir carrying in the bottom floor? So the amarle, he said back to him, ein mechitza tluya materes. Turn the amud ela b'mayim mayim. We don't say that a mechitza tluya is going to matter it, except by water, right? El b'mayim, which support our point. Kalhu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. It's a kula that the rabbanan the chachamim made regarding water. Godachis Nikitasa will help over here. And now the Gemara asks, Vamai, Ha'ika Bechias Dagim, but why would he respond that way if there should be a problem of Bechias Dagim? So Elish Mamina, rather we learn from here, Bechias Dagim, Lo Shma Bechia, that the Bechias Dagim is not considered a Bechia, and therefore it is not going to be an issue.